Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. In this podcast, we're going to go over 12 questions from my latest YouTube video. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have not seen it yet, it's about Instagram Reels versus TikTok. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to go check it out because Instagram did launch Instagram Reels last week, and whether or not it's going to compete with TikTok gets answered in that episode. So make sure you guys go check that out. But before I jump into this episode, I need you guys to do two quick things. First, I need you to go follow What About Aub. They make amazing family content. If you're a mom, if you're even a dad, or you're anybody and you want to make content around a family or around family related type of content, you need to go check out at What About Aub. Make absolutely amazing family content. They even just passed 100,000 followers. In addition to that, I need you guys to go follow AV Sooners. He makes absolutely amazing rave related content. Both of them are going to be in the description of this podcast. Please make sure that you go follow them. I need you to follow them. I need you to comment on their latest post, tag me in it, and that's going to enter you to win a shout out on my podcast. Now let's get into the questions. Hi, Rob. I've just been banned from posting for a week. I haven't done anything different. It didn't say what I've done wrong, but I don't know if I could do it again. But how do I know not to do it again if I don't know what it is? Word that I might be permanently banned. Can you please advise? My TikTok is at CJM_2000. So what happened is one of your posts got taken down for a community guidelines violation or several of them. So what you need to do is find your notifications around what violations you have. Go check that out. And what I would also do is appeal those videos because it might not have been an issue at all, or it might be an issue with a piece of your content. You might have made a series out of something that is actually getting mass banned. So I would strongly suggest that you go look and see what you've gotten community violations around, and then do not do that again in the future. Next question. And this is an absolutely amazing question. Yo, Rob, what are your thoughts around merchandising properly? So I'm going to guess that you, I don't know if you're just talking about merchandising clothing or if you're talking about making money off of TikTok. Either way, this is what I suggest. If you're trying to make money off of TikTok, I would not suggest that you go the merch route. Yes, you could go the merch route, but I would not solely rely on that. You guys need to understand selling merch is really not that profitable. At the end of the day, you're really only going to make like 10 to 15% on a t-shirt, on a piece of clothing, on whatever it is, because you're going to pay so much money that the cost of goods sold involved in that. There's going to be advertising costs. There's just going to be time costs. You're going to have to pay somebody. If you don't own the means in order to do that, you're going to have to pay somebody to do that. So at the end of the day, you're really only going to take home like 15 to 20% of the money. So you're going to have to sell $1 million worth of merch to make $150,000, make $200,000 a year, which I would say is a really good living. So that's going to be incredibly difficult to do. What I would instead do, I would come up with something that you can own, right? I would try to own everything that you do. In addition to that, I know I've said it before that if you have a lot of followers and you want to start getting brand deals and things like that, you should hire an agency. The flip side of that is you should just do it yourself. I'm going to be coming out with a product soon that's going to allow TikTokers to monetize no matter how many followers they have. You're going to be paid on a CPM basis. So if you get 10,000 views on a video, you'll get paid $2 per 1,000 views. For those of you that don't know, CPM is cost per 1,000 views. So you'll get paid on a 1,000 views basis. It doesn't matter how many followers you have. It doesn't matter anything. You'll be able to post as much content as you want using certain sounds, using certain hashtags, duetting certain videos, and you're going to get paid to do it. That being said, I would strongly, strongly urge you to think about how you're going to monetize yourself before you do it, because trust me, you want to own the means of being able to monetize. If that means duetting somebody or using a hashtag or using a sound, then perfect. You own the means to that. You own the relationship there. But if a brand approaches you and tries to give you a ton of money, one of two things is going to happen. First, you're going to get addicted to that short cash. And then eventually, when you don't perform as well, they're going to say no to you. Or you're going to sign a deal with them that's going to be a long-term deal. And you're going to have 2 times the amount of followers 3 months from now. And you're going to be totally fucked because you signed into a deal that really sucked. So those are my thoughts on merchandising correctly when it comes to both selling merch and trying to monetize your TikTok following. Next question. My TikTok is at Viren Johnson. Is using filters helpful in making a video go viral? Yes. I would strongly suggest that you use filters that are clearly trending on the For You page. That is how you'll find out what filters are actually trending and which ones will help you go viral. Next question. How do you check in your analytics to see if you're on the For You page? Can you make a video going over everything in the analytics page? So I've been thinking about doing this for a while now. I actually might make a video about the analytics page. That being said though, all you have to do is go into the analytics. I'll pull up my phone and tell you exactly what to do. So I'm not talking out of my ass here. And remember guys, it's going to take up to 72 hours for that information to be accurate. Yes, everybody wants to complain about that. It's the same thing on YouTube though. So we really can't complain. So what you're going to do, you're going to hit the 3 buttons on the video. You're going to go into analytics. You're going to scroll down a little bit. It's going to tell you traffic source types. It's going to tell you exactly what percentage of that came from the For You page. Next question has nothing to do with this video, but if I use a VPN, should I use it 24/7 or only when I open the app? Also, is it okay to sometimes to disconnect because the Wi-Fi is getting banned? So I would strongly suggest that if you're going to use a VPN, every single time that you open TikTok, you need to be on that VPN. I would also make sure that TikTok is not updating in the background. You could change that setting if you go into your settings on your phone. Next question. Hi, Rob. I was invited by TikTok to participate in their creators marketplace. Could you please explain what that is? My handle is at Uncle Lyle. He's from South Africa. So the creators program, all that is basically TikTok is trying to put you together with brands so that you could find brands to do posts with. That being said, it has not been incredibly successful. I would join it. It's not going to hurt you to join it at all. Basically, all it is you build out a profile, brands will approach you to try to do brand deals. But from what I've seen, and I've been on it for a really long time now, and I've tried to get a ton of influencers to use it, and it just really hasn't been that successful. Next question. If I put on my TikTok vid, wait till the end, will that increase my watch time and engagement rate? So that won't increase your engagement rate, but that will increase your watch time. I would strongly recommend that you do that, at least in the description, and give them a really good reason to want to watch a video until the end. Next question. How often can you delete posts before TikTok gets mad? So I would strongly recommend you only delete like one or two posts every couple of days. If you do more than that, you're really going to run the risk of you potentially getting shadow banned by TikTok. I've been doing TikTok seriously for almost a month and I only have 480 followers. Now I'm getting bullied by everyone who knows me. Should I just give up? Let me tell you a little story. Two people very, 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 very close to me when I first started putting out content. The first one said that, no, Rob, why are you doing this? I don't know why you're doing this. You're not an influencer. The second one told me that the first couple posts I put on social media suck. If I would have listened to those people, mind you, these were people that I was incredibly close with, whose opinion I really cared about. They weren't just friends. These were people that were really, really close to me. And that's the feedback that they gave me. If somebody is not supporting what you want to do and what your dream is and something that you're taking seriously, you should just totally ignore them. They don't want to be in your life because guess what? Those are going to be the first fucking people that ask you for a job or ask you for advice or ask you how you did it. And I would just totally ignore them because those people are only trying to be around when things are going well, not when you're struggling. I would suggest that you do not give up. If this is really your dream, your passion, and trust me, there's problems in everything, but being an influencer is a great life. It is a 1% life. It is absolutely amazing. You can wake up when you want to wake up. You have creative control. You don't have to listen to anybody. That being said though, if these people are not supporting you, I would suggest that you ignore them. Do not give up. Do not, no, 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 no. Do not give up. Trust me. Next question. So are we going to be able to change the time we post related to the new algorithm and updates? Yes. Please go watch the latest algorithm update video. I mentioned in there the best times to post right now. Next question. What if I had a TikTok violate the community guidelines and my views immediately decline? So I'm thinking I'm shadow banned. So yes, you probably are temporarily shadow banned. That being said, I don't know what you got the community guidelines violation for. If it was something crazy like pornography or like endangering a minor, then yes, you're definitely shadow banned. Other than that, that should go away quite quickly if you just keep posting. The only real way to know whether or not you're shadow banned is to watch my latest shadow ban video on YouTube and find out whether or not you're shadow banned. I literally go through everything in there. What a shadow ban is, how to know if you're shadow banned, and how to fix it if it does happen to you. Last question. Regarding time to post, what time zone should we work with, local or Pacific? Always, always, always base it off of your local time zone, not Pacific, not Eastern, not European, not what, I don't even know if European's a time zone, not any of that. Always base it off of where you are locally. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. If you haven't already and you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts, please rate the podcast 5 stars. I cannot wait to see you guys in the next episode.